Woody, hit me with the first one. Let's go with it.
Hit me with the first one. Dennis, why don't you hit me with the first one?
I'm doing it. Okay, I'm doing it.
Hello, it's James. Welcome to this week's podcast. On the episode, we will be chatting, myself, Woody and Katie, all things Stranger Things 2. We'll be talking this House of Cards drama for Netflix. We'll be discussing the latest developments in the Selena Gomez-Justin Bieber relationship. And we'll be joined by our very special guest, Camila Cabello. She'll be chatting her new single, Havana, and taking on her impossible quiz. But before all that, here is this week's WTF News.
What the f*** is happening in the news?
Okay, you know what? Every time I start this segment, I'm always talking about a new TV show that's dropped. Do you know which one's dropped this week, guys?
There's not been much publicity or promotion, I don't think. So
very low-key.
Yeah, very, very low-key. Low-budget promo.
Stranger Things 2.
Of course.
I thought you were going to say Teletubbies.
A classic.
Sorry to disappoint. No, Stranger Things 2 is back. It dropped last Friday. Mm-hmm. Before we get into it, have you guys watched it?
So I've not had time yet. I don't mind being spoiled. We should say up front to the audience, if you've not watched it, skip ahead about 5 minutes. But no, I've not watched it yet, but I feel like I have because it is everywhere, isn't it? Like,
yeah, well, I'm up to episode 6, but I've read every one of Katie's articles, so I know exactly what happened.
You're technically at the end of 9 already.
Yeah. I'm actually in the 4th season.
Jumping ahead.
Oh my God. I watched it like 2 days before it came out. And now
a little humble brag there. Very nice.
I'm really upset that I watched it that fast. And
yeah.
What, did you want to kind of savour the moment? Was that it? Did you feel like, oh, you know, because it all drops at once. And part of me thinks, oh, no, if this was spaced out over 9 weeks, I would enjoy it more.
Yeah, it needs to be because there's so much to take in. But so I watched it in like 2 days, which was crazy.
And enjoyed it, we're presuming, right?
Oh, my God, it's amazing, obviously.
But Better than one?
Ooh, acting wise, yes.
Oh, okay.
Definitely.
I would agree on that.
So far. Yeah.
Call me when you finish 9.
I mean, there's so much to talk about, though. So let's start with the new characters. We've got Erica, Lucas's little sister, legend. Bob, Callie, number 8. Max and Billy.
A lot of additions. A lot of big additions to the cast right there.
Okay, well, can I let my feelings be known?
Yeah, go.
I do not like Billy.
Why?
Interesting.
Because he's like a horrible, sweaty bro. He's like ultra-masculine. But I know, like, the girls on the internet, and some of the boys, obviously, absolutely adore him.
No, it's true.
He was introduced to the show as like a human villain, I think they said, so he really lives up to that. But
right.
I'm like a little bit of, oh, you're not there yet. I'm a little bit obsessed with his little flirting session with Mike's mum.
Oh, really? Is that a thing?
Yeah,
is that a vibe?
He sort of comes to the Wheeler house, knocks on the door, and he's like, oh, I'm looking for my sister. And she just gets out of the bath and she's like, oh, wow. Hey.
Oh my
it's like,
God.
This is an 18-year-old guy. Stop.
Interesting
it's
subplot
so funny,
for season 3. There we go.
A bit of MILF for season 3 coming through.
It's all gone a bit Riverdale. What's going on there?
It's grandy.
There it is.
This is really hard to talk to you guys about if you haven't seen it.
I don't mind. Just go for it.
I'll have a conversation with myself. What do you think is going to happen in season 3 then, Katie?
We can jump on that.
Well, so far, what are you up to? 4, 5, 6?
I finished 5. I'm on 6.
What do you think is going to happen in season 3 so far then?
Well, so obviously the Upside Down is growing and there's more beasts and things coming through. So is it going to stay in Hawkins or is it going to explode out of that world and just take over everywhere?
Would be nice.
The thing is, I'm a bit... I don't think it would work anywhere else, like, because it's such an insular world, Stranger Things, and like there's, you know, you really like getting to know these characters in a lot of depth now, and you really care about what's happening to them. I kind of just want it to stay there.
I get that a bit, but it's also like, I mean, do you guys used to watch Buffy? Because I got to the point with Buffy where I'm like, how many times can this one town get taken over by evil creatures? Like, yeah, I mean, it would be quite interesting to see how it expanded around the US. Terrorizing everybody.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to sort of expand to like different states and stuff because like when we meet Callie, which is number 8, she's another one of those lab children. Mm-hmm. She's in Chicago, so she's obviously escaped the lab.
Yeah.
She was there with 11 and she's across country and we know there's going to be like another 10 test subjects.
At
least. Like, where are they?
Mm-hmm.
The gate to this like upside down thing is it's in Hawkins.
Yeah.
So I don't know, are there other labs in the States? What's going on? Well, are they going to open?
Also, they've clearly created such a vast universe now that actually this whole world goes beyond Stranger Things. This is like, there's going to be films, there's going to be more TV shows in the future, there's going to be so many characters.
Yeah,
it's like a proper X-Men thing now. It's
a universe.
Yeah. It's gone beyond.
Well, I mean, when you meet Callie as well, you find out that she's got a completely different power to Eleven. So
oh
there's going to be
God.
Like 11 different test subjects all with different powers, and it's like, hello, X-Men.
Hot damn.
What's going on?
It's going to be like superhero Mensa when they all get together. Where you are.
What a concept. Superhero Mensa. Would watch, to be fair.
I always wanted to be part of Mensa.
I thought you were going to say a superhero. That went a different way.
No, not clever enough. if y'all have a guess.
Bless you. What else should we talk about here? Oh, okay, so the other big TV drama this week, of course, is this House of Cards stuff, spun off from the allegations against Kevin Spacey, and Netflix, of course, announced then that they were going to wrap up the show with this current series. Now, breaking news, it's kind of been halted in production as well on the current series.
Yes.
Now, obviously, I'm glad they're taking the allegations seriously and everything. Cutting the show is a wrong move. If you want to kick off Kevin Spacey, fire him. That would be my view. If you want to get rid of Kevin, get rid of Kevin, and let's maybe carry on with Miss Robin Wright, you know, coming to the fore. I know there's strong opinions in this room on this.
Queen Robin Wright.
Sorry. I needed to use her full title, of course. But I mean, we were just talking about this today, weren't we, Katie? Like, there's precedent for this. Like, you look at Grey's Anatomy and stuff, like, cast members have come and gone.
Yeah, people have left without any explanation on that. It's just like, oh, sorry, got a new job, got to go, bye.
Yeah.
Never saw them again.
But the real question is, how will you kill him off? Like, what's going to be the preferred method?
Well, I hope what they've suspended the production so far on season 6 of House of Cards. So I hope they've suspended it to rewrite it so that Frank Underwood is just killed off screen and it will open with his funeral.
I think he should be pushed in front of a train. You know, like the
in classic style.
The first season, yeah.
In classic style, a little throwback reference. Do you think it matters that he's been such an integral part of the show? I mean, it is interesting, isn't it? Like, if more allegations are coming to light already, if he's found guilty of all these things, then is it going to taint your viewing of it? This first season in particular is basically a one-man show, really. Mm-hmm. Amazing, like, supporting cast, but it's all him straight into the camera lens all the time. I don't think I'll be able to watch it in the same way. And does that therefore taint the idea of changing it up and getting rid of his character? I don't know.
I don't think so, because the seasons, as they've gone along, have focused more on Miss Underwood instead and her ascent to the top. And by the end of it, you're not really rooting for Frank anymore.
You're
rooting for her. So actually, I think he could disappear and you've got another character which you already care about and you're invested in, but also is much more interesting.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Oh, 100%.
And also, there's her role in the show doesn't fully rely on him in the sense of she's got her own murky stuff going on.
Oh, gotcha.
Like, we don't need Frank anymore for her to get in more trouble or to be more Machiavellian in her quest for power. Like, she's got enough. She's got enough shit going down.
Very
you know
true.
What I mean?
Very
she's
true.
Already ditched him. Like, we saw it at the end of 5.
It's true.
And I think, everyone I know, nobody watches it for Frank Underwood.
No.
They all watch it for Claire.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, it won't be a problem.
Well, the interesting move that they seem to be talking about now, isn't it, that they're going to maybe do a spin-off instead, which would be interesting, because like that is actually maybe the best policy. If you just completely go to a separate timeline, it's not going to be remotely tainted. They're not going to have to explain anything away, and it's a separate entity. But yeah, it means that everyone still gets to keep working.
Do you think Robin White is it White?
Right. How dare you, sir?
How dare you not know her name?
Disgusting.
I'm going to pick that up again.
We're leaving it in, so do what you want. We're still leaving it in.
And by the power of podcasting.
There will be no edit in this moment.
But do you think Robin Wright...
Who? Who? What do we think about Robin Wright, Woody? What should we think?
No, do you think Robin Wright will want to stay associated with the show? Do you think she'll just want to move on with her life?
No statement from me yet, we should say.
I don't know.
Who can predict how cast members and things will react as this story develops?
You know what she should do? She should take Claire as her own property, move her to the island in Wonder Woman, and train her like Antia P and then just live her life as an Amazon warrior.
I tell you what, at least we've got Justice League coming and we can see the rise, yes, of the Amazon warrior once again. That's the most important thing,
Justice,
I think.
Justice for Robin Wright.
100%.
All right, guys, what else has been going on this week? I'll tell you what.
Oh, tell me. Do all tell right. me.
So you might have heard, might have heard on the internet, Selena Gomez has split up with The Weeknd.
Oh, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Big slapgas.
Girl, she was spotted out with Justin Bieber, a.k.a. her ex-boyfriend.
Right.
And so instinctively, people started sending Selena memes, but very specific memes, Dua Lipa memes, right. New Rules song. Okay. So if you don't know, the song New Rules is basically Dua's kind of anthem where she tells you how to avoid your ex-boyfriend and not to get with him. And so I thought we could go through Dua Lipa's rules to see whether Selena has violated the rules.
So, wonderful. Right. Okay. Take us through it.
Rule number one, don't pick up the phone. You know he's only calling because he's drunk and alone.
Now, right.
Do we have any hard evidence that Selena Gomez has used a phone in this instance?
We don't have hard evidence that she's used a phone. I think it's fairly safe to assume that Bieber likes a beverage now and then. So
yeah, but they were photographed going to church. Now, are we to assume that he was drunk in church?
Are you telling me you've never had a few bevvies in the back God. Pew? Has that never happened?
Not with my ex-boyfriend.
Hold, you're missing out, mate. Whole different vibe.
All right, okay, rule number two, don't let him in. You only have to kick him out again. Now, was he at her house? Katie, did you...
Do you know what? I did read the story and I have seen pictures of him turning up at her house.
Wow. Rule broken.
Well, I assume they were recent.
The thing is, the next line of the song is, you'll have to kick him out again. I mean, yeah, like, if you're going over someone's house, you're going to leave. Like, I don't really get that line at all.
He's not going to, like, start squatting at her.
Yeah,
house.
Yeah, it's not going to be a sit-in protest, is it?
You don't know how he lives his life, all right? Maybe that's coming next.
Do it. I love your song, but rule number two is stupid.
Okay.
Number three. Don't be his friend. You know you're going to wake up in his bed in the morning.
Right. Yes.
So, are they friends or are they lovers?
The rule implies both, but...
Maybe she just needed some spiritual guidance, so she called... Justin Bieber.
Who we all call in moments of spiritual crisis, of course.
He's wooed her with that Instagram church of his.
Yeah.
He gives us all purpose, famously.
I mean, seriously, have you seen that church? It's amazing.
Oh, it's pimped, isn't it?
It looks lit,
it's
doesn't
so
it?
Good.
I do have a debate. I mean, I like the song too. I do have to say, though, those three rules seem to... Like, she could have saved a bit of time. It's basically don't get back together with him, said three different slightly altered ways. Do you know what I mean?
Would that have been a banger, though?
Well, no. well, I have faith in the melody. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what? Meghan Trainor did it in one word. So.
Very true.
No.
All right, look, to sum up, though, did she break the rules?
Well, we don't know about one. I think we've established two for sure. Mm-hmm. Three's up for debate.
So is Dua going to give her an ass whooping?
I mean... possibly.
I think she's going to have a word.
A private word.
She's going to have to attend the Church of Dua and repent for her sins.
Yeah, that's right.
That's it.
Watch out, Selena. Dua's coming for you.
We're back on Pop Buzz, guys. Our guest today, back with us once again, one of our absolute faves. The single is called Havana. Ladies and gentlemen, Camila Cabello is here, everybody. There we go. Welcome back to London, love. It's lovely to see you.
Lovely to see you.
It really, really is. New single, Savannah. Yep. Taught me through it. Biggest success so far, right? It's unbelievable how well this has done.
Oh
yeah, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, so where did it all kind of come from? Obviously, you know, big Cuban heritage there,
yes,
and everything.
True. So I'm Cuban-Mexican, and so basically this is kind of... I like to, you know, when I'm making music, draw from all of my influences. And, you know, I listen to a lot of Latin music and grew up... listening to Latin music. And so it's kind of a combination sonically between that and also the current music that I listen to now. I listen to a lot of hip-hop.
Nice.
And so it's kind of a modern kind of spin on a classic danzón, like a classic Cuban-style song. And, it's basically like a love letter to my heritage, and also it's kind of this, like, fantasy between me and this... fat boy. And so, yeah, but I'm super excited because this was like one of the hardest songs. This is definitely the hardest song to make on my whole album.
Oh, really? How come? How come then? Why was it so hard?
It was just hard. I had to keep rewriting it.
Right.
Like the verse, it was always like something was not right yet. It was like, oh, okay. The pre-course isn't right. The verse isn't right. So we did so, I could literally, there's so many different versions of the song that were made until we got the right one.
Wow.
And, you know, we almost were like, we lost hope in the song, but I was like, no, guys, gotta keep pushing. This is special. This is worth it.
Well, we're glad you did, man. Yeah, it definitely came out well in the end. How long were you working on the track then?
6 months.
Wow, 6 months on the track.
Yeah,
wow.
It wasn't like 6 months every day, but it was like going back to it and going back to it and going back to it.
Well, paid off in the end, guys. Paid off in the end. There we go.
So with the success of Havana, obviously, can we expect more sort of Cuban-inspired songs on the album? Last time you were here, you teased the little red flamenco emoji.
Oh, yeah.
She's on the little cover of Havana, isn't she? So,
yeah, I did do that. I did do that. So, yeah, definitely. There's definitely other... I mean, I think throughout, you know, all my career in music, I'm going to... draw from that and be influenced by that. There's definitely other songs on the album that have that kind of Latin feel to it, whether it's Cuban or it's like slightly reggaeton or whatever. There's definitely some that are like that. And then there are some that are completely not.
Yeah. So. Big mix of stuff.
Well, Charlie XCX said some nice things about working with you recently and said you were a really good writer. So obviously you two have been collabing together. Yeah. How was that process? What songs have come out of that?
It was amazing. I love Charlie. And I'm such a fan of hers as, you know, in every way. I think that she's a fantastic artist. I think she's so cool and she's so genuine and she's so different than everybody else. I believe her, you know what I mean? As a songwriter, I think that she's amazing and she has seriously incredible, amazing melodies. She's definitely one of the best, you know, songwriters I've ever been in a room with. So I was so stoked that she wanted to collaborate with me. And also as a person, I feel like she is somebody that genuinely is, she's happy for other people, especially girls. She's like very supportive of other girls. And it's genuine, you know? So I'm so happy that I met her because I feel like she's a really, really cool person. She's like one of the coolest people that I've met.
Awesome.
So yeah, that was amazing. And we did a song together. It was called Scar Tissue. And it was like the first time that we met, the first time that we collaborated. And that was super cool. And we did a bunch since then. We also did my song, OMG, that I put out. We did that one together. And I just realized that every time we write together, every time that we've, you know, collaborated together, it's been a cool song. So
nice.
Hopefully,
more
I don't know where
future.
She is. She's somewhere here.
Yeah, she's around. She's always around.
You're keeping her from me.
We're hiding her out in London. We can't give away that talent. Come on. We're going
to
keep her over here. Well, we know we've not got much time with you, Camila, but we want to play a quick game, if that's all right.
I love the games.
This is... you're going to love this one. I tell you, this is called the Impossible Camila Cabello Quiz, right? We have come up with what we think are the hardest ever questions about you. So hard, even you're going to struggle to answer them, right?
All right,
so,
let's see.
Series of questions. We're going to see how far you get. These are the impossible. Prove you're a true fan of yourself, basically. That's what we want here, okay?
Right.
Woody, hit me with the first one. Let's go with it.
Hit me with the first one. Why don't you hit me with the first one?
I'm doing it. How many times do you say Havana in Havana?
Shoot, that is hard.
There we go.
Okay, wait, stop. Wait, no, wait. Havana. Havana. Five times. 20.
Very good quick maths. That's not bad, is it?
It's 21.
Nice.
Oh, it's not bad. It's close enough. We'll take it. We'll take that. That's like a quick thinking through. I appreciate that one. Yeah, there we go.
Question two. How many actual tears do you shed in the Crying in the Club video?
Oh, wow. I'm going to say 3.
It's just the one.
Nice.
I feel like it's a decent one, though, and it stays there.
Kill that tear, Camila.
It's a beautiful thing. It's an iconic tear. It really does stick around. All right, Woody, next one.
As of today.
It does, right? It was like, it didn't go out of my face.
Oh, no.
It was like, I'm not leaving you.
Yeah.
I will not forsake you.
We were counting them out, and it was like, is that the same tear? That's the same tear hanging around. It's impressive work.
It's so funny.
As of today, how many photos have you posted to Instagram this year?
All right. Oh, wow. This year, I'm going to have to say about 60.
No, quite sure. It's 303.
What?
You
okay, see that? I don't know anything. Wow, that 303 pictures?
Yeah. There you go.
That's crazy. Can you imagine how many pictures we'll all have posted on Instagram by the time we die?
That's a scary thought.
Not to be like morbid, but...
No, it's true though, isn't it? It's a scary, scary thought. All right,
By the time we're old. We will have posted... Thousands of pictures.
Yeah. A literal lifetime of Insta. All right.
So you supported Bruno Mars on tour over the summer.
I supported him a lot.
You supported him.
I love to support people.
Such a good support act.
I'm a big supporter.
How many people did you play to in total?
I'm going to have to say 100,000. Probably less.
400,000.
Whoa!
That's the toe,
181.
That's a big toe. That was a lot of gigs, man. That was a lot of arenas. It's beautiful stuff.
See, if you would have told me that before the tour, I might have been a lot. I would have been way more nervous.
I'm glad we told you after. That's the way to do it.
Too.
All right, last one.
So for every live performance on The X Factor, you wore a bow except for one song. What song was it?
Set Fire to the Rain by Adele.
No.
We'll give you another guess. Go for it.
I wore a bow for Impossible.
Not according to our video.
I didn't.
I think it was a hat.
You were in a hat.
Wow.
As long as there was headgear, this is the thing.
Exactly.
That's the point.
That's my thing.
Yeah, it's good. It works very well. Wow. I mean, I'm
going to have to look back at that video.
I mean, they were all pretty close. You know, they were all pretty close. And the Havana one was very, very close. So I think we'll give you that one at the very least. And it's an impossible quiz. Yeah. It's the whole point.
That's actually really cool. I thought you would be like, what is your favorite color?
All right, it's a tricky question. Let's not knock it.
I have to check with myself. Give me one second.
Camila, it's always so great to see you. The single's fantastic. We'll look forward to the album and everything coming out in the future. Camila Cabello, everybody.
Thank you.
Camila Cabello, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! There we go. A return visit, second appearance on the Pop Buzz podcast. She was fun, right?
Yeah, friend of the show.
She's a friend of the show. She's on the old list of friends of the show right there. But unfortunately, we do now have to rank her performance, obviously. It's the new thing we're trying. Mm-hmm. We want to rank them out of five. Woody, your initial thoughts on Miss Camila. How was she, do you think?
Well, we need to give her mitigating circumstances because she was not well.
Yeah.
When we walked into the studio, she hid in the corner and just started coughing.
She apologised profusely as we entered the studio, it must be said. Bless her.
But we did get more of the British accent this time.
True.
And another little karaoke set.
Yes, yes.
Little sing-song.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, not a bad performance, but I think she was a bit rushed. I think she was a bit ill. I think, you know...
Mitigating circumstances. You're right. Mitigating circumstances.
But the thing is, I really like her.
Oh, no, she's very sweet.
I actually love her
so much. I love that song as well.
Yeah. So good.
She's always up for the games as well. That's always the thing about her.
Given the mitigating circumstances, I am going to give her a 3.79.
I did not know we could do points on points, but we'll see. Okay. Katie, your thoughts?
Well, the same. Just love her. And she was wearing a beret this time.
That's true. Video's going up.
That's a full 5 points already.
It was a hell of a...
She could have sat there in silence and I would have been like, you're brilliant.
Who are we saying she looked like? What was the TV character we were saying she looked like? Glee, Rachel Berry.
Rachel Berry, yeah.
She looked a lot like Rachel Berry. It was a solid look when she came in. That's true. All right. You're ranking then, please, Katie? Out of the five.
I'm going to give her a 5 again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
God, you are an easy judge to please. We have nowhere to go from fives if we're going to keep doing that every single week.
She impressed me.
I mean, I agree. The other thing we have to take into account here is how does it compare to the previous occasion? Because I would say, as much as I loved her this time, I think last time we did fan questions and stuff and she was just an absolute dream there. So I think I would rank that higher. And due to mitigating circumstances, I'm going to say 4.2.
Oh. Okay.
I'm just going to knock it down slightly.
I mean, it's like a 4 average.
I mean, it's a solid score.
that would get you into university.
It's at least a 2-1, if not a
that
first.
That would get you nominated for a Grammy, for sure.
Yeah,
There it is.
It's coming.
It's coming. And she's now an official friend of the show, which is nice. So, welcome back anytime, Camila. That's about it for this week, guys. Please do go and subscribe over on iTunes, Audioboom, all those lovely, lovely podcast places. We will see you next week. Until then, it is goodbye from Woody. Say goodbye.
Ciao.
It's goodbye from Katie. Say goodbye.
Bye.
And it's goodbye from me. We will see you next week.